Welcome to episode 97 of the Snowflake Snow Pro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we're diving deep into the crucial topic of Snowflake account types. Understanding the different account types is essential for anyone looking to master Snowflake and its offerings, and is particularly vital for those preparing for their Snow Pro Core certification exam. Let's kick things off by defining what a Snowflake account is. In essence, a Snowflake account is your gateway into the Snowflake Data Cloud, an integrated platform that offers data warehousing, data lakes, data engineering, data science, data applications, and data sharing capabilities all under one roof. When we talk about account types, we are referring to the different categories of Snowflake accounts that you can choose from based on your organizational needs, usage patterns, and preferred cloud provider. The first type of account we're going to discuss is the standard account. This is the entry-level option and is ideal for small to medium-sized businesses or teams just starting with Snowflake. It offers all the fundamental capabilities of Snowflake, including unlimited access to Snowflake standard features. However, it comes with some limitations in terms of concurrency and support compared to more advanced account types. Moving up, we have the enterprise account. Designed for larger organizations that require advanced features, higher levels of concurrency, and enhanced data protection and security capabilities. The enterprise account also provides access to Snowflake's business critical features, ensuring high availability and reliability for critical operations. One of the hallmark features of the enterprise account is the ability to use materialized views for optimizing query performance. For those organizations that need even more, the next level is the business critical account, also known as the VPS, Virtual Private Snowflake. This account type offers all the benefits of the enterprise account, along with additional features focused on providing the utmost in security and compliance, including support for PHI data under HIPAA regulations and PCI DSS compliance. Another significant advantage of the business critical account is the option for a dedicated virtual private cloud, VPC, ensuring complete isolation and security of your data. Snowflake also offers specialized account types, such as the virtual warehouse account for users looking to optimize their compute resources, and the consumption account for those who prefer a pay-as-you-go approach. Each of these account types caters to specific needs and allows for a more tailored approach to leveraging Snowflake's capabilities. Choosing the right Snowflake account type requires a thorough understanding of your organization's needs, data strategies, and budget constraints. It's important to consider factors like the size of your data warehouse, expected user concurrency, required features, and compliance requirements. To summarize, Snowflake offers a variety of account types to suit different organizational needs and usage patterns. Understanding the differences between these account types is key to leveraging Snowflake's full potential and ensuring that your organization makes the most out of its data cloud capabilities. This knowledge is not only crucial for your daily operations, but will also provide you with a solid foundation to ace the Snow Pro Core certification exam. Thank you for joining me today on this deep dive into Snowflake account types. Stay tuned for our next episode where we'll explore another essential aspect of mastering Snowflake. Until then, happy data wrangling. I'm Yakub Abdul Hakim, signing off from the Snowflake Snow Pro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast by BrightFlux.